From Hollywood to Broadway to your local stage, more female playwrights and directors are getting their work in front of audiences. And more female actors are demanding parity when it comes to their pay. Enter Shakespeare's Sister. Vermont Shakespeare Festival's Salon Series presents this play next Sunday, October 15th in Colchester. And Vermont Shakespeare Festival's artistic director, Jenna Nekrasin, joins me now to tell us more. Welcome, Jenna.
Thanks for having me.
So this play, Shakespeare's Sister, it's a modern play. Give us a brief description.
The play was written a couple of years ago by Emma Whipday, and it imagines the fictional character of Judith Shakespeare, who is Shakespeare's sister. And she is an aspiring playwright at a time when writing plays is illegal for women and performing on the stage is also illegal for women. She's expected to be brokered into a marriage. She runs away from that and runs to London to try to be a playwright.
And Shakespeare's Sister is performed as part of this Salon series. What is that? What's different?
We've been doing the salons for a couple of years, and we do it out in a restaurant or a bar. We gather a group of actors. We send them the play. They do a little bit of work on the play on their own, so we've cast the play. And then we gather at the venue, an audience comes, and all of the people in the room, both actors and audience, are experiencing the play together for the first time. What it allows is sort of a more immediate experience for everybody because the stakes are really high. The actors haven't worked together. So it creates a real sense of immediacy and play and relationship and sort of a breaking down a little bit of like what we call the fourth wall, right, which is the sort of the space between the audience and the players. And it breaks that down and really engages them and asks them to be a more intimate part of the process.
That sounds like such a treat for the audiences to be in that, you know, intimate space with the actors, really in the moment. I'm wondering, though, what's the benefit for the actors or even for you as the artistic director?
We want to work on bringing into our repertoire new plays, and particularly new plays that were written by women. We did a play called Red Velvet, and that is by Lolita Chakrabarty. And this is Shakespeare's Sister by Emma Whipday. And what this allows us is to say to the audience, what did you think of this play? Do you like it? Would you like to see a production of this play?
And what happens after the performance?
We have a dialogue, and so we might invite special guests that can speak to the themes that are presented in the play. The actors participate in the discussion, the audience. It's a little more informal and a little more intimate than what you might experience at like a regular talkback. We're discussing the play, but also as it pertains to gender parity in theater, how we can all contribute to narrowing the gap between the amount of men and women, you know, this movement, which isn't necessarily new, but is really gaining momentum in the last 5 years, to support, fund, and produce more plays by female playwrights.
I see you have the script with you. Can you read a passage?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the voice of Judith Shakespeare. She's talking to a character named Richard. He's another actor, and he's been trying to help her get her play produced, but things aren't really going so well, and he's kind of urging her to give up. And here's Judith's response.
I walked this road myself, Dick. I would not undo the joys I have felt because I have suffered. I would not retrace my steps to Stratford. I cannot wish I'd never seen the rose or stood upon a stage. I just wish my play could be played. In secret, even, without the knowledge of the authorities, played once, just once. And then my work would not have been wasted. Then I could be at peace.
Thank you so much for reading that. I appreciate you giving us a taste of what's to come at this salon. Now take us by the hand and bring us into this venue where the salon takes place.
So Colchester's Mead Hall is a really interesting space. It's this mixture of something in the center that feels very Elizabethan in that there are tables and benches and there's a wooden bar where you can get mead and they serve Scandinavian food. And it feels very communal. But yet the space that sort of is just on the outskirts of that is very industrial. It just felt like an interesting communal, festive space with good food and mead. Who doesn't want to, you know, on a Sunday afternoon have a glass of mead?
So when the audience does see Shakespeare's Sister, what sorts of parallels do you think they'll come away with to Elizabethan England and modern day?
You know, I think that we always want to have the conversation about how does this work connect to what we are experiencing today. And I think the play draws a really vivid picture of living in Elizabethan England and being an artist in Elizabethan England. They were living in a time that was rigorously and dangerously divided in terms of politics, religion, economics, and so are we. And so I think that you know, a good play is always going to allow us, whether it takes place 400 years ago or yesterday, it's always going to bring us to a place where we reflect and see ourselves.
Jenna, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's Jenna Nekrasin, Artistic Director at Vermont Shakespeare Festival. See Shakespeare Sisters Sunday, October 15th at 3 at Colchester's Mead Hall. Find more information at vpr.net.